Hello, my name is Jessica Dockstader, and I'm a research specialist at the CNA Institute for Public Research and the outreach coordinator for the BWC TGA program. We have found that agencies benefit greatly from direct regular support from a TTA team consisting of a training and technical assistance lead and analyst assigned to work with them throughout their BWC implementation process, a meeting with other sites, assistance with policy development, and other resources and ongoing TTA. We conducted brief one-on-one interviews with our BWC TTA leads to allow each site and the broader policing community a chance to learn about their expertise. Please enjoy this BWC TTA lead feature.
My name is Orlando Cuevas. I'm the retired assistant chief from the Camden County, New Jersey Metro Police Department. The police department went through a transition in which the original department, the Camden City Police Department, closed its doors and due to significant financial limitations. And we opened a new department as the Camden County Metro Police Department, in which we had to incept every function and responsibility of the organization. Standing up the organization required the hiring folks for every position and establishment of all functions. I think that was a unique perspective. I have 27 years as a police officer, and then about 3.5 years ago, I retired and I became the director of the Camden County Police Academy. Police Academy serves as a regional academy. We service not just the county, but most of the region and much of the state in terms of police recruits. We also train fire recruits and EMTs. I became involved with body cameras as a result of working on similar projects with the folks at CNA. So we were one of the original members. The Camden County Metro Department was one of the original members of the VRN. And that was a great opportunity for our police department, and we were able to take a lot of resources and a lot of technical assistance away. So I was asked to participate in a process with body cameras, which is a very similar project. Which allows us to share practices from different police organizations with other organizations who are starting new policing projects, and in this case, for body cameras.
Great, thank you. So what's the most interesting use of body-worn cameras that you've seen from a site?
Well, I think that all too often we talk about just accountability. And while I believe that accountability with body cameras is it's a great opportunity to increase over and above what we've done traditionally, I certainly think that it sometimes tends to underscore the use of body cameras for the positive influence in an agency, meaning things like training and public relations. I think that training officers, whether they're new recruit officers, senior officers, officers who have particular performance issues that can be helped and help to improve their performance, I think that that is the greatest use of body cameras that we have, that we're starting to explore and have yet to explore.
Great. So what would be your top advice for sites?
Top advice for sites, I think, is that who have established their project, particularly through the policy implementation program, is to look at your regular periodic review. One of the last objectives, or the last objective on the scorecard, deals with periodic review. And most agencies have an annual review built into their policy as a result of going through the scorecard process. Now, this process is a great opportunity to assess where you are at some point in the future. Clearly, no project's going to look the same on day one compared to 1 year out or perhaps 2 years out. So it's a great opportunity to take stock of changes and where you need to change policy or perhaps, increase accountability in some areas while looking at other areas for modifications to deal with technology changes.
Thank you for listening to this BWC TTA lead feature. To hear from the other BWC TTA leads or learn more about the BWC TTA program, visit the BWC TTA website at bwcTTA.com.